Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby, and give you all my kiss and a boot. I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby, and give you all my kiss and a boot. So if you feel you'd like to make a deal, cock your pistol and rooty toot toot. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 and it bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, and it bang. I'll trade you my lips for your lips, baby, and give you all my hug and a boo. I'll trade you my lips for your lips, baby, and give you all my hug and a boo. So if you feel you'd like to make a deal, cock your pistol and rooty toot toot. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 and it bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, and it bang.
Texas Swing Band kicking things off today with Bang Bang. And from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt. Joining me in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is our co-host and the birthday girl, Miss Bobby Jean Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Well, good morning. I'm still tapping my toes. I had to get up and swing and then run back and grab my headphones and get back on the air. Yes, I did have a birthday, and I believe you have one on Saturday, don't you?
I do have one coming up. We're not talking about that one a lot, but you have been celebrating all week, haven't you?
Oh, we had such a fun time. We kind of kicked it off last weekend at the Cimarron Cowboy Gathering up in Cimarron, New Mexico, and enjoyed a weekend getaway, got into Taos for the first time. Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful part of our state. And I've had kind of a hard time getting myself in gear this week. I've been a little laid back.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. So we hope you celebrate the whole week long your birthday. So congratulations on another year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, listen, we have a tremendous show lined up today. And who's our first guest today?
Oh, our good friend Carolyn Martin is back with us. I can't wait.
I'm so looking forward to visiting with Carolyn. And I went back and looked this morning and actually went back and listened to the show. It's been, can you believe it's been 3 years since she's been with us?
I can't believe I've been with you for 3 years. And I remember that show.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was a great show, but this is going to be another great show. And you know, I was listening to her new CD, Wild West Texas Wind. We're going to play a lot of music from that. But as I was going through and listening to that yesterday, I thought, I believe this lady could sing the telephone directory, if they still had those, and would sound great. I mean, she is such a talented, talented lady.
Her voice should be replacing, you know, those voices that we get, that, you know, voice or two that we get on everything. It should be Carolyn Martin's voice.
It should.
You know, all the
it
computer
should.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You would just want to keep dialing that number just to hear her, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But she is a fantastic artist, and the CD is great. And right now we're going to play and by the way, this CD that we'll be playing throughout the show today has a great combination of old standards plus some new music as well. But right now, let's take a listen to her song, Cowboy Sweetheart, you know, an old Patsy Cline number. And this is Carolyn Martin. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Carolyn on the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Let's take a listen and be back with Carolyn Martin.
Dear lady, eh? Oh dear lady, eh? Oh dear lady, oh, oh dear lady, eh? Oh dear lady, oh, oh dear lady. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart. I wanna learn to rope and to ride. Out on the plains and the desert, out west of the great divide. I wanna hear the coyotes howling as the sun sinks in the west. I wanna be a cowboy's sweetheart. That's the life I love the best. Oh dear lady, eh? Oh dear lady, oh.
Network. And if you're just tuning in, That was Cowboy Sweetheart by today's guest singer Carolyn Martin. From European stages, intimate venues, and dance halls across the West, fans have come to know Carolyn as a vocalist with a unique sense of musical style, a charismatic stage presence, and a voice that exudes passion and experience, the soulful elegance that is the very essence of music. Here's how a couple of her musical colleagues describe her. The Writers in the Skies' Ranger Doug says, "I have grown increasingly in awe of Carolyn's talent, her taste, her musical sensibility, the thoughtfulness and care she brings to every line of every song she sings." And Vince Gill says simply, "Carolyn is a great swing singer." She has been recognized with numerous awards for her performing talents and her recording projects, and her newest CD, Wild West Texas Wind, takes us through a musical journey with great foot-tapping Western swing favorites and a couple of her own originals. Carolyn's voice and lively beat demands the listener get up and swing, and I dare you to stay in your seat. If your musical soul is searching and hungry for smooth sounds with an elegant twist, for lyrics that speak to the challenges and joys of life, and for a voice that reaches right into your heart and gives it a kick to get it pumping, then look no further than Carolyn Martin. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe a singing sensation who was named by the Cowtown Society of Western Music a hero of Western swing, and my friend, Carolyn Martin. Welcome, Carolyn.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Bobby. What an introduction. Wow.
Bobby does not fail us.
I was looking around to see who you were talking about.
Yeah.
In a chair here at the house. And before we go any farther, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to
you.
Happy upcoming birthday to Gary. And he said you should celebrate for a week. I think you should celebrate all month.
I think at these ages, we should celebrate all year.
I think you've got until April 29th, 2019 to celebrate this birthday. Yes.
She'll be hard to live with. She'll be hard to live with.
She is a delight. She is a delight to live with, it, and so are you, Gary. And the second thing I want to know is, who do I call to get my voice on the computer thing? That's very interesting. That's very interesting to me. If you're out there, you know, whoever's in charge of that, I am so available.
I would much rather hear you than Siri. So that's for sure.
Yeah.
So that is for sure. Yeah, or Alexa or whoever we've got out there now. But anyway.
I could do sign of a howl. Thank you, Gary. I'm sorry, I can't do that for you right now.
Oh my gosh.
When I say howl, you know, people under 30 are going, "What? What is that?" Okay. They're all going, "What is a phone directory? What is that?"
That's right.
Phone directory.
That is right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good. I'm distracting you.
Well, we're so happy to have you with us today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to back up just a little bit. So, when did you start your musical career? And of course, you're a Texas girl. So when did you leave Texas and come to Nashville? And then, you know, unhappily, you have moved from Nashville. So give us a little background.
Okay. Well, I hope we've got enough time for the saga. No, I can make it short. I was indeed born in Abilene, Texas. Shout out to all the folks in Abilene who may be listening. And my sweet mama still lives there in Abilene. And I got really interested in music when I started taking guitar lessons at about age 14. And then at age 18, I started doing gigs with my friend Lori, who played fiddle. She played violin, mm-hmm. but in the orchestra, but she also played fiddle. And you know the difference between a fiddle and a violin, right?
Tell us.
No, tell us.
A violin goes in a case, and a fiddle goes in a burlap sack. So that's the difference.
So, I know many more fiddle players. Yeah, I know many more fiddle players.
So we started singing at a place called Old Abilene Town for the princely sum of $5 a night.
Oh wow!
Plus dinner, and they would show silent movies for 20 minutes, and then we would sing for 20 minutes, and this went on for like 4 hours.
And, oh wow!
So I was indeed. And I was bitten by the bug, and I met David Martin in about 1970. Well, I'll go ahead. I'm proud. I'll go ahead and say dates. I met him in 1978, and we got married in 1981. We moved to Nashville in 1985 after spending several years on the road with various bands playing music, and we wanted to, you know, to establish a home base somewhere. And we spent 31 wonderful years in Nashville. And
wow.
Then David got a job offer at Sweetwater Music here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And if you're not familiar with Sweetwater Music, most musicians are. They're the largest music merchandiser in the United States. They also have a world-class studio at their headquarters, which is where David works. So
okay.
We've been in Fort Wayne for 2 years. We still are playing music, and we are going out from time to time to do festivals. We'll be doing the Sun Valley Music Festival this year. We'll be doing a Western Swing Festival in Lockhart. And I'm very proud to say that we're going to Elko, Nevada next year, next February.
Oh,
you are.
Cool.
I've wanted to do that for years and years and years, and I'm so excited about going. So,
well, that will be a great
event. I'm so excited for you. Congratulations.
You.
What a feather in your cap.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're pumped about it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Bobby, we may have a road trip in our schedule.
We've never been to Elko, and we would love to go, you know. Yeah, so we would go just to see you. Okay, so we got to get it on. We got to get to find the reservations now. Probably have to get reservations about 100 miles out of town, but you know.
Oh gosh.
That would be so great if you could do. So.
Well, that's
okay.
Well, we miss you in Nashville, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I miss Nashville and everyone in it. And we were talking before we went on the air about when was the last time I had been there, and I realized it was June. So it's time to go back.
Yeah, it's about time to go back. You know, you mentioned you were at the Station Inn, and of course, at one time. Yeah, at one time the Station Inn was kind of on the outskirts of Nashville, and now it's right in the middle of the Gulch, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it the truth? It's just all the high rises are going up around it. What was the movie Up, where the little house is in the middle of downtown and all the skyscrapers are going up around it? And it's still there. The Station Inn is kind of like that, but it's such a treasure. Gosh, I just hope it'll keep going as long as possible.
Yeah,
and,
well, it's a landmark.
Job, it is. It is. And I sang there every Monday night when I was a member of the Time Jumpers for, like I say, 11 wonderful years. I would not trade for that time. It was just amazing.
Yeah, Well, you have so far had a wonderful career, and that continues. And I was talking a little bit earlier about the fact that Wild West Texas Wind has a great combination of old and new music. And right now I want to get to one that's a little bit newer music, and that's one that's called You Can't Take Texas Out of the Girl. And Carolyn, you wrote this with who?
I wrote it with one of the executives here at Sweetwater. His name is Mike
really?
Roth. And yes, and all just about everybody that works at Sweetwater is a musician. There's some incredible musical talent in that building. There's 1,600 employees, and I dare say over half of them has to be close to three quarters of them are musicians, and it's just incredible the people who are on staff there, and I did a show. They have a program called Live at Lunch there at Sweetwater. So when the employees are having lunch, they'll have live music several times a
week.
Wow. And wow. So I did one of those, and I can't remember what I was talking about, but on the microphone, I said a Texasism, you know, like fixing to or, you know, Texasism. And I laughed and I said on the microphone, well, you can take the girl out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of the girl. So Mike approached me after the show and he said, we need to write that song. And of course I said, what song is that? Because I'd forgotten all about it. And he said the line back to me. So we made an appointment and we met several times and wrote the song. It was so much fun. I enjoy doing that one live too.
This is a great song. It's a great song. It's You Can't Take Texas Out of the Girl. It's from the CD Wild West Texas Wind. And we're talking today with Carolyn Martin. We'll be right back.
To get dressed up and go out on the town, but I'm just as happy in my jeans and boots. I might be transplanted miles and miles from my home ground, but I can't help being faithful to my roots. A fiddle and a steel guitar are music to my ears. I'll take blue bonnets over roses any day. And when those playboys croon of faded love, my eyes will fill with tears. And if Willie's singing, turn it up and let it play. If you want me to tell you why I do the things I do, just sit right there a minute, cause I might be fixing to. No matter where I call my home, any place in this old world, you can take me out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of this girl. Call you sir or ma'am. I say y'all, it rolls right off my tongue. Like jalapenos in my cornbread, Fredericksburg peaches in my jam. It's nothing I would ever change. It's the way my song is sung. If you want me to tell you why I do the things I do, just sit right there a minute, cause I might be fixing to. No matter where I lay my head, any place in this old world, you can take me out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of this girl. No matter where I hang my hat, any place in this old world, you can take me out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of this girl. You can't take Texas out of this girl. I wouldn't try it. You can't take Texas out of this girl. My family's involved. Y'all know you can two-step to this, right? There you go.
Oh, that's Carolyn Martin, and from her Wild West Texas Wind, one of her originals, You Can't Take Texas Out of the Girl. And we're speaking with Carolyn Martin, I have such fun
truth.
With this
it's
music,
all,
Carolyn.
True.
I was, yeah, that I was forgetting that we were going to be back on the air. You know, I was just humming along, tapping my toes.
Oh, good. That's a good sign. That's good.
So, Carolyn, this is your, I believe, your eighth CD. I was counting up all the ones that I have in my disc collection, and I don't think I'm missing any. So, congratulations on number eight.
Well, thank you. I realize you're counting Preview. I had forgotten about that one because all those songs eventually went on other albums, maybe with the exception of one. So that, yes. This is number eight.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. Yeah.
And tremendous body of work because you have, you know, one that's really kind of dedicated to Patsy Cline, and you really mm-hmm. give us the gambit, Milton Brown. I mean, you give us just like a history of the genre of Western swing. Can you just tell us a little bit for our listeners who maybe don't know, well, what is that Western swing genre all about?
Yeah, well, just to make it really short, if anybody's really interested in diving in, there are a number of excellent books. But you mentioned Milton Brown. In the 1930s, he was a band leader around Fort Worth, Texas. And he had a good friend that people will probably recognize the name, Bob Wills. So Milton mm-hmm. Brown and Bob Wills played together in a band called the Light Crust Doughboys. And they were a band that was put together by the Light Crust Flour Company as a way to advertise the company. And a fellow named Papio Daniel ran that organization and a pretty tight ship. And he didn't want the players doing anything that he felt would not represent the company, you know, in the proper way. So mm-hmm. he didn't want the musicians going mm-hmm. out and playing dances and things, you know, because that he just felt like that would reflect poorly on the band. So Milton and Bob both quit the Light Crust Doughboys because they wanted to play the dances.
Right.
And Milton Brown established a band called the Musical Brownies. And Milton was the first one to come up with the twin fiddles. He had the first electric instrument in a band. His steel player played an electric steel guitar, and that was like the first time ever for something like that. And Milton was wildly popular, and they would attract thousands of people out to this Crystal Springs dance hall, dance pavilion, outside of Fort Worth. So, and they were set to do some music in a Hollywood movie. But Milton was in a horrible car accident and died.
Oh, wow.
So that cut short. The Brownies went on for a little while without him, but it fell apart. And Bob Wills, of course, not long after that, formed the Texas Playboys, and the rest is history. People who don't know anything about Western swing, chances are they've heard A Faded Love or San Antonio Rose. Those are probably the two most famous mm-hmm. Western swing songs. But it was also going out in California with Spade Cooley.
Mm-hmm.
He had a 25-piece orchestra mm-hmm. that played on the Santa Monica Pier at the dance hall there. And Western swing was in movies. It was on the radio. It was young people's music. It was like rock and roll. For a brief period of time, and then of course Elvis came along and various things, and it's still very much alive, but it's considered kind of a niche music, we've got mm-hmm. Ray Benson and Asleep at the Wheel out there still performing mm-hmm. after gosh, it has to be going on 50 years for them, and they did a show in Fort Wayne not too long ago, and they just knocked it out of the park.
They are they're
amazing.
Great.
And, of course, you've got the time still in Nashville, and with Mr. Vince Gill being a member of the band, and they're still going great after, it's got to be sneaking up on 25 years for them.
Yeah.
And so it's still around, and if you enjoy music that makes you happy and tapping your toes, I suggest you you Google Western Swing, and you'll get more information than you can go through.
And you've got Carolyn Martin.
Well,
Martin,
yeah.
Too.
I'm proud to represent as well. And you were kind enough to say about the new CD, about the variety of music on there. One of the things we wanted to do with this CD was record some songs that we have done live for years. And people would come up to the CD table and say, well, which CD is Detour on? Well,
right.
we haven't recorded that one. Or which CD is Fever on? Well, we haven't recorded that one. So we decided to try to put favorites on there along with some new songs too. So
yeah.
The next song that Gary's going to play is Spanish is the Loving Tongue. And I got to tell you, I think this is the most moving rendition of this song that I have ever heard.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just wonderful, and that you've included it. Can you tell us a little bit of the story about this song, and then Gary, you can go ahead and take it away.
All right.
Yeah, I first heard it on a Judy Collins album back in the 70s, and just absolutely fell in love with the song. It was one of those songs that just really just touched my heart. And years later, found out that it was from a poem that was written in the early 1900s by a cowboy poet named Charles Badger Clark. And there have been many, many versions of it, but the one I recorded, the words are the same ones that Judy Collins used. But I've wanted to record this song for at least 30 years.
Well, it is a great song, and I don't remember when I first heard this, but I've always loved it, and I particularly love mm-hmm. your version of it. So let's take a listen to Spanish is the Loving Tongue with Carolyn Martin. It is from the CD Wild West Texas Wind.
Spanish is the loving tongue, bright as music, soft as spray. 'Twas a man I learned it from, living down Sonora way. Now I don't look much like a lover, yet I say his love words over. Often when I'm all alone, mi amor, mi corazón. Nights when he knew where I'd ride, listen for my spurs. Throw those big doors open wide. Lift me from the saddle in his arms. How the hours would go a flying, and too soon. Patio, old Senora nodding near. Me and Juan, we're talking low, so the madre does not hear. How haven't seen him since that night. I can't cross the line, you know. They want him for a gambling fight. Like as not, it's better so. Last sad night I kissed him, left his heart and lost my own. Mi amor, mi corazón, adiós, mi corazón.
Loving tongue. That's Carolyn Martin. And Carolyn, I actually had a tear or two pop up. I mean, that is absolutely just a beautiful song.
There is no greater compliment you can give a singer than you made me cry. So
well,
you
did.
Yeah,
yeah. So the whole album is just terrific. It's you know, like I say, some original music as well as some great standards. How do you go about your writing process? How much time are you spending writing?
Well, not enough, actually. Although I did. Are you familiar with the Western Swing Authority out of Ontario?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lee and Shane Gouzet, and they're a fantastic band, and we became friends with them. Years ago, we got to do a gig in Toronto with them, 6 or 7 years ago. And I wrote a song with Shane and Stacey Lee on Skype not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
And they're
included
on their new record. And I'll be recording it, on the next one whenever that happens. But that was really exciting, and it was exciting to write with the guy at Sweetwater.
Right.
Now, Wild West Texas Wind, I co-wrote with my good friend Nora Jane Struthers, who's an Americana artist who tours all over the country and an amazing singer-songwriter. And we also wrote a song called Skillet Blues that was recorded on the Cooking with Carolyn.
So, yeah.
It's a little different each time. Sometimes I'll carry around an idea for a song for years. I did that with Wild West Texas Wind. I got the kind of the germ of that idea back in 2010, and I wrote the chorus. I had the chorus, but I didn't have the rest of the song, and so I carried it around literally on a piece of paper and in my mind for 5 years, and then asked Nora, because Nora Jane was the one I knew that could help me finish it, and we got together. I think we spent 8 hours together, just throwing back and forth ideas. Usually, sitting at a table, just anything you think of, you throw it out there and you write it down, and at least that's the way I do it. Everybody does it differently,
right?
I find myself constantly thinking about it, and just any idea I have, I'll jot it down on a piece of paper, and then you'll look at that piece of paper maybe later on that day or maybe the next day and think, well, that's a good idea, or gosh, I need to trash that. and then there's some songs, like I wrote a song called Talk to Me, that we recorded on the Tennessee Local CD, and that actually came, I was trying to talk to my husband, and my husband David, who and he kept getting text messages, I mean, constantly, and I was trying to have I was trying to have a conversation with him, and finally I just said in frustration, I said, could you just take a minute and talk to me? And I thought, wait a minute, there's a song. And I literally wrote that one in 10 minutes. I just jotted it down on the paper. But, you know, I have only written, I was listing kind of the songs that I have written, both co-written and written by myself. And there's only about 8 of them. So I really need to get with the program.
Excuse me.
And just try to do it some of it every day. But, I need to be more disciplined that way.
Your songs are great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, and I do have a funny story, but that's what I call cooking. David Martin, my husband David, and I wrote that one. And we were coming back from a trip. We had played in Alabama. And this was probably back in 2008, 2009. And we were in separate cars because we had so much equipment that we had to take, you know, PA equipment that we had to take our two little cars. And so we had talked about this song. And in fact, we had recorded the track and there were no words. I just had the title and the melody. So I was thinking about that on this 8-hour drive back. And David was thinking about it, too, it turns out, because we would call each other from time to time and say, well, what about this line? And yes or no. And then he'd call me and say, what about this line? And by the time we got back to Nashville, we had written the song.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So,
that may be a first. That may be a first. Yeah.
But,
well, let's go ahead and process.
I just kind of throw it out there and just see what works.
Yeah. Well, just do more of it.
I will. I promise.
Well, we talked about Wild West Texas Wind. This is the title cut from the CD. Let's go ahead and play that right now. And we'll be back and talk more with Carolyn Martin and Bobby Jean Bell, the birthday girl, when we come back on the Campfire Cafe.
It sings to me in the night with a voice sweet and forlorn. It's been pushing at my back since the day that I was born, saying, come and take a ride with me. We're going someplace your heart's never been. It's the strength that's deep inside you. When fear is closing in, the shadows always scatter like the dust on that wild west Texas wind. It sings to you in the night with a voice sweet and forlorn. It's been pushing at your back since the day that you were born, saying, come and take a ride with me. We're going someplace your heart's never been. Gonna blow right out of here like the dust on that wild west Texas wind. We're gonna blow right out of here like the dust.
Texas Wind, the title track from this fabulous new CD, Wild West Texas Wind. And we are chatting with Carolyn on the phone. She's calling in from her home in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Carolyn, when you decide to, you know, put a CD on, or you're downloading music on your whatever, however you're listening to music these days, who do you like to listen to?
Well, it varies from day to day, but recently I've really been enjoying listening to my friends Eric Brace and Peter Cooper. They're two songwriters and performers in Nashville, and I just really, really admire their work so much. They're wonderful, wonderful performers, but they are also exceptional songwriters. And I've been listening to my friend Nora Jane Struthers' latest album. And I've also been listening, this is going to be a little left field, but I've been listening to the Average White Band. I went to see them last week, and I bought their CD. I was just knocked out by them. I remember them, you know, from back in the day, and they're out touring again. I've been listening to some Asleep at the Wheel. I have been listening to June Fisher. I've been listening to Mike Sweeney's album Solitaire. Mike Sweeney is the steel guitar player that I'm lucky enough to play with from time to time. So, just a little bit of various things. I just I love. Oh, and I also have been listening to where did it go? Oh, there's a local fella here in Fort Wayne that I did a show with. His name is Doug Strom, and I've been listening to his new record. So,
wow.
That's what I'm doing.
Wow. Wow.
I love that. Well, I always learn about performers I've not heard of before when I ask that question, and then I'm always wanting to go and listen to the same great music, you know?
And I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, some people may not know this about me, but I am obsessed with the musical Hamilton. I listen to the soundtrack to that all the time.
You and Prince Harry, apparently.
That's the only rapping. That's the only rap I can do. Hey, so Prince Harry and I have that in common. Maybe we could do lunch sometime.
You might could do that. I think he saw Hamilton yesterday while he was. They came over and did a special show for a fundraiser. So that was pretty cool.
Well, I am sending that thought out there, Harry, Megan. If you're out there, I'm available to do lunch this week. So.
Call me.
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned our friend Peter Cooper a minute ago, and you have a great song on the CD called Wine. Actually, I did a show with Peter Cooper and Vince Gill about 2 years ago, and those guys are so stinking. They are so stinking funny. Funny guys.
Yeah,
great sense of humor. But how did you select this song to go on the CD?
Well, you know, it was while I was with the it was while I was with the Time Jumpers, and it must have been around the time that we did the video that was filmed at the Station Inn called Jumping Time.
Okay.
And we were doing a series of, we had done the video called Jumping Time, and then there was an accompanying music CD that went with that, and we were fortunate enough to be nominated for a Grammy, actually for two Grammy awards. One for a instrumental on the record, and then one for Dawn Sears' incredible version of Sweet Memories that Jeff Taylor and I sang back up, you know, and the whole band played. And so we were doing a series of interviews with various people, and Peter was working for the Nashville newspaper, the Tennessean at that time, and he contacted Terry Choate, who was the manager at the time, and was responsible for the Jumping Time video, about doing a newspaper article about the Time Jumpers. So at that time, and this was at that time, I hadn't heard of Peter, really. I mean, I knew he was a music journalist, but I wasn't familiar with his music. So I went on his website to just kind of familiarize myself with him, since I was going to be talking to him the next day, and I really didn't know him. And there were three clips of songs on his website. And I saw the title Wine, and I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, how many songs have been written about wine? Let's see what his take is on it. And I listened to a 45-second clip of that song, and I think I listened to it maybe 12 times. I bought the CD, you know, several days later, but I was just mesmerized by that song. And I saw Peter do it live, and I asked him if he would mind if I started doing it live, and if he would mind if I recorded it. And he said no, he would love that. And we recorded it for the CD preview back in, you know, 2009, whenever that, 2008, 2009, whenever that was. I'm horrible at remembering years, you know, that I did.
Me too.
Me too.
And so when we did the new CD, since that's such a favorite and we continue to play that live, I thought I wanted to put it on this CD too. And I love the song, and Peter is an amazing songwriter. So.
Well, let's take a listen to the song Wine. It is from the CD Wild West Texas Wind, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Don't give me no answer.
talking with the fabulous Carolyn Martin today on the Campfire Cafe. And I absolutely love the CD. It is great.
Oh, thank
and,
you, Gary.
Yeah. So don't wait so long between CDs next time, would you?
I will not. And I want to give a quick shout out to both the members of my band in Nashville who played on this record, and also the wonderful musicians at Sweetwater, including Mr. Don Carr, who did that beautiful guitar work on Spanish is the Loving Tongue. And Don worked with the Oak Ridge Boys for 25 years, and he's just
wow.
an incredible guitar player, incredible. And Nick DiVirgilio, incredible drummer who works at Sweetwater. I am just so fortunate to get to work with so many extremely talented musicians, and because nobody does this by themselves. And, you know, my name's on the CD, but there's a small army of people who have to come together to make it happen, and heading all of it is David Martin.
Yeah.
And he is the producer. And so I'm just so grateful to have him in my life, and I think I'm going to keep him.
I just happened to think Loralee Northcutt was on a few months ago, and you guys produced
mm-hmm.
you produced her last CD.
That
and,
was
just
buckets of fun.
Yeah,
amazing. She is amazing, and just really. It was incredible to watch that all come together from our first conversations with her and the notes that she sent. And she worked so hard on that CD, and it's a wonderful CD.
It is a good CD. And
so happy for her.
She could not stop talking about how much fun she had doing that CD. And I think she even said that you baked a platter of brownies or something. I don't know.
I think he did. Yeah,
I'm sure we did. I think there was some fried chicken also.
Yeah.
If you come see me in Fort Wayne, I'll fry chicken for you.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Well, this is a wonderful CD. It's called Wild West Texas Wind, and of course she has many other great CDs that are available as well. So can you give us your website and let us know how we can purchase your music and maybe follow your tour schedule?
Yes. My website is, of course, www.carolynmartinmusic.com. That's all one word, .com. So it's carolynmartinmusic.com. If you go on the website, there's something to click on that says buy, B-U-Y. And it will direct you to where you can order a CD. You can also get them on cdbaby.com. And you can download individual songs on CD Baby off of a lot of my albums. And I also, it's new now, I am selling the download cards for folks who may not have a CD player anymore.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have that. We are so high tech. We have those as well. So, you can, if you need to, if you're not if you don't want to buy over the web, as it were, you can send me an email at carolyn@carolynmartinmusic.com, and I can make arrangements with you to to order directly from me. And so
many ways to get
ways.
The music.
Many ways.
The best way is to go to the website and order the entire CD, because I promise you, you're going to enjoy this whole CD, Wild West Texas Wind. Well, Carolyn, you have been a great guest, and I guess the last song that we're going to do is a song that's kind of a tip of the hat to Dave. And you want to tell us the story about the day the bass players took over the world.
Yes. A lady named Emily Cates wrote the song, and it was originally the day the guitar players took over the world. In fact, Chet Atkins recorded a version called The Day the Finger Pickers Took Over the World. So Dave Pomeroy, very talented guy in Nashville, decided that it needed to be the bass players took over the world, and he rewrote the lyrics. I first heard the song in the early 90s when David participated in the Nashville Bass Orchestra. They had 25 bass players on stage playing this song, if you could imagine.
Wow.
And, so we have dreamed of recording this since that time, and it's now a reality. So here it is.
Well, it is a great song. It's The Day the Bass Players Took Over the World from the CD Wild West Texas Wind. And Carolyn, come back real soon and see us, okay?
I will. I've had such a good time today. Thank you so much. Y'all are incredible hosts, and happy birthday to both of you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Give our love to Dave. Give our love to that man of yours. Jim wanted to be sure a special hello went out to David.
I will do that, and maybe we'll see you in Elko.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. Well, this is The Day the Bass Players Took Over the World from the CD Wild West Texas Wind. Carolyn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The change was subtle. The mood was low-key. The sky was overcast. You couldn't hardly see. But the creatures all slid down to a lower frequency. The day the bass players took over the world, they came pouring out of symphonies, orchestras and bands, and every other kind of combo that was ever known to man. And though it was spontaneous, you'd think it was planned. The day the bass players took over the world. One day the bass players decided to uprise. They were tired of being sidemen to all those other guys. So they kidnapped the horn section, spiked the drummers' drinks, and tied up the guitar players with them big old flat wound strings. Sorry, boys. Yeah, one day the bass players decided to uprise. They were tired of being stepped on by all that techno jive. So they erased the memories on all those drum machines and locked away the keyboards and them sampling things. I said those sampling things are putting bass players out of a job. Now that ain't right. That ain't right. Sample this. Finally set free, the animals all hung out, they interacted fretlessly, and the air began to vibrate with such a deep tonality. The day the bass players took over the world, the day the bass players took over the world, the day the bass players took over the world.
Well, I forgot to put my mic on, Bobby. I forgot to put my mic on. Yeah. I say that is The Day the Bass Players Took Over the World, Carolyn Martin, Wild West Texas Wind, and such a fabulous CD, and Carolyn is absolutely just a great guest. So what a fun show. What a fun show today.
It was.
Yeah. So our Saddle Up America guest did not show up, so we'll be back next week with Saddle Up America, and we'll be talking with Jim McGarvey with Backcountry Horsemen of America, and we'll be talking with a young lady who's joining us from the American Endurance Ride Conference. So that ought to be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll find out a little bit about the Tevis Cup and some of the other events that are taking place with the AERC. But who is our musical guest next week?
Oh, we have quite a lineup. We will have Ranger Doug and Too Slim from Riders in the Sky. You know, they're celebrating their 40th year performing, and they have a special 40th anniversary CD that's out, so we'll be chatting with them. And then Bobby Marquez joins us.
That's going to be a fun show. That is going to be a fun show. I can't imagine 40 years together. Can you? For a musical group.
No, but there are some that have, you know, that have done that now. So they must get along together really well and have separate rooms when they tour.
I think Doug told us that one time, didn't he? That they slept in separate rooms and got along
separate
pretty well
rooms,
that way.
I think that must help, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, it was such a fun show with Carolyn today. It's going to be a lot of fun next week. And I forgot to ask you last week, but do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
Well, I have one, and it's actually my own.
All right.
There's no stopping a gal in her favorite boots from striding toward her dream.
I think I could understand that. I think I can understand. And of course, the boots should come from Out West. So be sure and visit Out West website. And we're going to close things out today. We want to thank you for joining us and listening. Be sure and tell your friends about us. And we will remind you, as we always do, that if you climb in the saddle to get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. And when you visit our website, we have over 500 shows that you can go back and listen to, as well as this show today that will be archived and ready for you to listen to. And that's about all I've got today, Bobby. We'll see you next week on the Campfire Cafe.
Enjoy your birthday and happy Labor Day weekend.
Well, thank you. The same to you. And enjoy your birthday month and maybe year, as Carolyn suggested. So happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to close the show out today with one from Mike and Doris Merritt, our good friends. It's called May the Good Lord Take a Liking to You.
May the good Lord take a liking to ya. May he spread his blessings on your trail. May he be your guide anywhere you ride, and be always your host when you're needing him most. May the good Lord take a liking to ya. May your prayers for comfort never fail. And till someday you make a dream come true with the making you nothing to do. It's how the good Lord has taken a liking to you. May the good Lord take a liking to you. May he ride beside you all the way. May he be your pal in your life corral, and be part of your team when you lasso a dream. May the good Lord take a liking to you. May your wishes never go astray. And if someday you find a love that come true with the making you've nothing to do. It's how the